believe in Jesus can be his disciples.
但是我们会怕，就是会不会做主的门徒很困难呢？遇到很多苦难呢？
But we might have some apprehension that if we actually become his disciples, we will encounter a lot of difficulties and a lot of trouble.
那么呢，马太就用第四、第五个神迹呢去解答这个问题。
Then Matthew used the fourth and fifth miracle to address this issue.
那么他告诉我们，一方面你做主的门徒，代价是很大的，你要把你的
He told us that if you want to be Jesus' disciple, you have to pay a heavy price because you have to put your life in with Jesus.
但是呢，他告诉我们，你不用怕。But
he told us you don't need to be afraid.
因为有主在你 旁边的时候呢，你不用怕。Because
when Jesus is right next to you, you don't need to be afraid.
当你走在神的旨意当中的时候呢，其实就是最安全。
When you walk in the will of God, that is the time when you are the safest.
还有呢，连鬼都怕耶稣，所以你不用怕这个世界啊。Even
the devil is afraid of Jesus, so you don't need to be afraid.
那么呢，有人后来呢，他又谈到一个问题，有人觉得呢，我不配做耶稣的门徒啊。But
there are other questions that arose in saying that I'm not worthy to be Jesus' disciple.
那么马太就用第六个神迹去解答这个问题啊。Then
Matthew, you would use the sixth miracle to address this issue.
就是耶稣有赦免你的罪的权柄。And
that is Jesus has the authority to pardon your sin.
还有呢，耶稣来到这个世界的时候，就是要
And that also Jesus came to this world so that he can call on the sinners. He actually is the one who breaks down the old and creates a new. Today we want to take a look at the seventh and the eighth miracle.
我们有人呢觉得, 就是呢，他怕，恐怕他做不到耶稣的门徒啊。
A lot of people would be afraid that he won't be able to be a Jesus' disciple.
我怎么可能我不能坚持到底。Perhaps
I cannot be persistent to the end.
最后就放弃了。In
the end, he would actually give up.
有些人觉得呢，他自己没有好像这个白富长这么大的信心。
A lot of people would think that they don't have the kind of faith that the centurion has.
他也没有好像门徒一样呢，经历过耶稣,
people were also afraid that they are not would be like a disciples would be able to perform such miracles.
他们也觉得呢，他没有好像这些被鬼附的人呢，有这么大的转变。
They're also afraid that they wouldn't be have such drastic change like those the ones who are being with the devil cast out of them.
所以呢，他们就觉得他们的对神的认识很肤浅呢。So
they have a very shallow understanding of Jesus.
连圣经都没有看过一篇。
But they have not even had a chance to read the Bible even once.
甚至里面呢，很多难题他也不会怎么回答。
A lot of tough questions in the Bible, they won't be able to even answer.
所以呢，他们就会觉得还是等我认识耶稣更深一点的时候呢，我才决定做他的门徒。
So they say that wait till I actually get to know God a little bit more, then I would become his disciple.
所以今天我们要考虑的一个问题就是。 人的信心有多大才能够得救呢?
So the question we need to address today is how much faith does man have before he can be saved?
那么我们就来看第七、第八个神迹。Now
let's take a look at the seventh and the eighth miracle.
这两个神迹呢，其实是发生在同一个故事里面。And
these two miracles actually happen in the same story.
18节里面讲到了，耶稣说完这话的时候呢，有一个管会堂的来拜他说：“我女儿刚才死了，求你去按手在她身上，她就必活着。”And
verse 18 says, while he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her, and she will live."
在马可福音里面呢，他告诉我们呢，这个 反会堂的人的名字叫雅鲁。
And actually, in the book of Mark, it tells us that this synagogue leader's his name is Jairus.
那你知道了，犹太人敬拜神的地方呢，就是会堂。
You see that the place where the Jewish people worship is the synagogue.
就好像我们基督徒聚教会敬拜神一样。
It's just like a Christians come to church to worship God.
所以呢，雅鲁的地位呢，就好像一个牧师一样。
So the role of Jairus is almost like a pastor.
但是呢，在犹太人的社会里面呢，他们宗教是他们的生活的中心的时候呢。所以雅鲁的地位呢，更是高人一等的。
So with the such religious life being in the Jewish society, actually the position of Jairus is even higher.
耶稣也是一个敬虔的犹太人。
And Jesus is also a devoted Jew.
所以他也经常的去会堂。
So he goes to the synagogue all the time.
所以呢，他也在会堂里面教训人。
So he was also at the synagogue teaching others.
所以呢，他雅鲁也很可能呢听过耶稣的教训。
So it's very likely that Jairus is also had chance to listen to Jesus preaching.
那刚刚我们看马太福音的时候呢，雅鲁呢讲到他的女儿刚死了。
So back in Matthew, we see that Jairus told Jesus that his daughter just died.
但是呢，马可跟路加呢，只是说呢，他女儿呢快要死了。
But in the book of Mark and Luke, it just says that his daughter is about to die.
是后来有人呢，来告诉他，他的女儿死了。
It's towards the latter part that someone came and told him that his daughter has passed away.
所以呢，大概是马太呢，他写这个故事的时候，希望把这个故事浓缩，所以呢，他就简化了这个记载。
So chances are Matthew wanted to try to condense, shorten the story, so he actually went right to the point at saying that his daughter has died.
所以雅鲁找耶稣的时候呢，大概他女儿还没死，他的目的就是呢，耶稣安守在他女儿的身上的时候呢，他就不会死了。
So when Jairus came to look for Jesus, chances are, you know, his daughter has not passed away. So he wanted Jesus to come and touch his daughter so she won't die.
那么耶稣就跟雅鲁呢回家了。
So Jesus went with Jairus to actually return to his home.
二十节讲到有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，来到耶稣背后摸他的衣裳。穗子，因为他心里说，我只摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。
And in verse 20 recorded that a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed."
那血漏呢？这个病就是呢，女人的月经呢不断的流血。
And the bleeding in this case it would be for like a woman's whose menstruation would not stop.
根据旧约的律法呢，这样子的女人呢，这样子的人呢，凡她做过的的，好像做过的椅子啊，躺过的床啊，摸过的东西都是不洁净的。
So according to Old Testament law, anything that she touches is what she sits on, everything is would be considered unclean.
所以呢，你可以想象，如果你是在一个犹太人的社会里面呢，这样子的女人呢，她一定是给社会排斥的。
So you can imagine in this Jewish society, a woman like that would be chastised by her own society.
没有人愿意靠近她。
No one want to be close to her.
比方他走路累了，他想坐下来。
For example, if she walk a long way and was tired, she wants to sit down.
有人会告诉他，你不要坐下来啊。
And someone tell her, you cannot sit down.
你坐下来，这个椅子就不洁净了。
Once you sit down, the chair will be considered unclean.
后来有人坐下去这个椅子，他也变成不洁净了。
So anyone who sits on that chair afterwards would also be considered unclean.
我们马上就要回家去洗衣服。
And then we have to go home and wash the clothing and also take a bath.
So please
go home and don't come out.
女人呢是没有可能呢，在这个社会里面有朋友，或者她找到工作的。
So a woman like this would be almost would be impossible for her to have friends and also be able to find work.
典型的女人呢，也一定没有丈夫。
So this kind of woman most likely also would not have a husband.
因为昼夜律法禁止，属肉的女人呢跟她的丈夫同房。
So because the Old Testament law actually forbids any woman like this to have any relationship with her husband.
但你不同房，你就不能生孩子了，是不是？
So if you cannot have a sexual relationship, you cannot have a child.
没有当时的年代的人呢，他没有人会愿意跟一个不能生育的女人。
At that time, no one wants to be married to a woman who cannot have bear children.
如果这个女人呢是结婚以后才生病的时候呢，她丈夫一定会跟她离婚。
So if this woman had have this disease after she had gotten married, for sure the husband would divorce her.
圣经还要告诉我们呢，这个女人呢已经患病。
So this, the Bible also tells us that this woman had been ill for 12 years.
马可福音讲到呢，她在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又发尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。
So Mark tells us that she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse.
当我们见到呢，这个故事里面这两个人，雅鲁跟这个女人呢，他们其实都是走投无路。So
we see that between the Jairus and also this woman, they kind of coming to the end of the rope.
所以他们才来找耶稣。
So at that time they went and tried to find Jesus.
不是因为他们的信心很大，他们来找耶稣。
It's not like they have a great deal of faith that they come to look for Jesus.
雅鲁为什么一直都不找耶稣？可能就是因为他怕这些法利赛人的时候，到他女儿快要死了，他。
So perhaps Jairus is actually afraid with the Pharisees, so he got to the point when his daughter is about to die, so he came and looked for Jesus.
这个妇人也是, 从途末路的时候才来找耶稣。
And this woman most likely is the same case, so to the point that she has no other option, so she came and looked for Jesus.
所以他们最差错的 信心呢是一个一点点的。
So the at the beginning, their faith is only very very little.
为什么他去找耶稣？因为他看见自己有一个需要是他自己不能解决的。
So why did they go to Jesus? Because they have a need that they cannot resolve themselves.
我不知道呢，你有没有解决不了的需要呢？
I don't know if you have any issues that cannot be resolved.
有人他最错来。 对耶稣有兴趣的原因，就是因为他，比方说他夫妻有的关系有问题啊。A
lot of people when they first come to Jesus is because they have marital problems between husband and wife.
而且他的儿女跟他有问题啊。Or
also the children have issues with them.
有人觉得人生很空虚，所以他来找耶稣啊。And
some actually are finding life is kind of empty, so they came and look for Jesus.
我听过有人因为睡不着，所以他来找耶稣。I've
also heard that some people cannot sleep, so they come look for Jesus.
我自己为什么会找耶稣？因为我怕下地狱啊。So
why do I go look for Jesus? Because I was afraid to go to hell.
那无论如何，都是 如果你有一个你解决不了的需要的时候，这个很可能就是推动你去找耶稣的原因。Regardless,
when you actually have a problem that you cannot resolve yourself, this is probably when you are compelled to look for Jesus.
所以，一个人的信耶稣的时候，其实他最重要的第一就是他。 有没有向耶稣走出第一步？
So the reason why someone would come to Jesus is whether or not they're willing to take the first step towards Jesus.
那这一步的动机不一定是正确的。
The motivation for this step may not be correct.
好像这个故事里面两个人他的动机都是完全为了自己。
So for the stories, for these two individuals, the motivation is primarily about themselves.
但是你要知道啊，信心是一个过程。
But you have to understand that faith is a process.
在这个过程里面呢，神会改变我们的。
During this process, God would change us.
如果你继续的走下去的时候。
If you continue to go down this path,
神会调整你的动机。
God would adjust your motivation.
那么你最后就会明白这个福音。
At the end, you will understand this gospel.
但是如果你不踏出第一步的时候，
But if you are not willing to take the first step,
那么你就不可能认识神了。
Then it would be impossible for you to get to know God.
那么神也没有办法去改变你的信心了。
And also God would not be possible for him to change your faith.
另外我们发现一个事情哦。
And also we also notice another thing.
只是你信心的对象比起你信心的大小。重要的多。
And the object of your faith is far more important than the size of your faith.
如果耶稣不是神的儿子，
if God is not the, if Jesus is not God's son,
无论这两个人呢对耶稣有多大的信心，其实他们也不会得到帮助。
Regardless of how great of faith these two people are, they would not be helped.
但是如果耶稣确实是神的儿子的时候，
But if Jesus is indeed God's son,
只要一点点的信心就足够你得到神的拯救。
So all you need to have is a very little faith, then you will be able to receive this salvation.
我记得有一次呢，我参加一个葬礼。
And I recall that one time I was attending a funeral.
那么后来我就跟一群中国人在聊天，我都不认识他们的。
So I was gathering with a group of Chinese. I don't even know them.
那么你知道我们中国人最爱谈的其中一个题目呢，就是怎么保养身体的健康。
So you see that one of the topics that Chinese like to talk about is how to what you can do to have good health.
那么我就谈起这个胆固醇的事情。
And then talk about the topic of cholesterol.
怎么可以降低这个胆固醇呢？
How do you actually lower the level of your cholesterol?
我要告诉他们，我的方法很简单，就是吃药，我吃了十多年了，虽然我不喜欢，还是继续吃下去。
I told them my solution, I was taking medication, even though I don't like it, but I'll continue to take it for over 10 years.
有一对夫妇，他就讲起他们的方法。
And another couple will talk about their method.
怎么每天喝这个苹果醋啊？
And actually, they would take the apple vinegar every day.
那吃什么食物啊，能够呢降低他们的胆固醇
？And what kind of food you can take to lower your cholesterol?
怎么吃鱼的时候呢，把鱼鳞呐、这个 scale 也吃下去啊？对，对什么骨头有什么好处？我不记得了。
And also, when you eat the fish, also eat the scale. I don't know what kind of benefit it is, but they will eat doing it.
他们呢不但是告诉人哦，他们其实他们的确就是每天都是这样子做哦。
Not only are they doing it and telling other people, they're telling other people they were actually doing it every day.
但是很可惜，过了几年以后呢，我收到一个消息。
And it was a pity that a few years later I received some news.
这个丈夫中风了。
The husband had a stroke.
那么他最后就进了，其实他，一直中风以后一直住在这个疗养院里面，直到几年后他就死掉了。
And after the stroke he continued to live at this rehab center to the point that he passed away a few years later.
你信的是不是一个事实，是一个很重要的一个问题。
The object of faith, whether or not is true, is a very important thing.
比起你信心的大小更重要。
It's far greater important than the size of your faith.
我们要确定找出耶稣是不是神的儿子。
You need to confirm that whether or not Jesus is indeed God's son. Whether or not he actually arose from the dead.
这个了解彼此，你对他的信心的大小重要的多。
The understanding of this is far greater than how much faith that you have on with him.
这个患水漏的妇人呢，他就冒着给人骂的危险呢，就避在人群当中呢去找耶稣。The
the woman who actually had the bleeding actually took the risk and tried to find Jesus even within that crowd there.
他相信呢，如果他摸到耶稣的 异常的碎纸的时候，他就会好。
So she believed that when she can reach and touch Jesus, the edge of it, the cloak, she will be healed.
那么马可告诉我们呢，当他摸到的时候，的确他马上就好。
Mark told us that indeed when she touched it, she was healed.
耶稣当时就感到了他的能力从他的身体里面出去。
Jesus felt that her power came out from her, from him.
所以呢，他就停下来，他就问谁摸我的衣裳。
So he stopped and turned around and said, "Who touched my cloak?"
那你看到故事到这里的时候呢，你大概想到这个妇人呢，她的计划就是摸到耶稣衣服以后医好了，她就安安静静的离开了。
So perhaps the goal of this woman is that he would go and touch Jesus' clothes, and then once she's healed, she would actually quietly and fade away.
她没有想过在众人面前去谢谢耶稣。
She did not think about how that he would actually acknowledge and thank Jesus in front of everyone.
所以你看这个妇人对耶稣的爱心呢是很小的。
So you see the faith of this woman towards Jesus is very little.
其实我们人就是这样子，我也是这样子。神给了我求他的东西以后呢，我大概就是忘了，谢谢他就走掉了。So
we're all like that. I'm like that. So once we receive what we ask from Jesus, that we would quietly and fade away.
但是你有没有发觉，耶稣没有放过这个妇人吗？But
you see that Jesus did not want to let this woman go.
他要求这个妇人，他问这个问题的时候，他就是要这个妇人。 站出来承认他所做的事情。So
he asked for this, and then wanted this woman to come out and acknowledge what she had done.
那为什么耶稣要这样子做？
So why did Jesus want to do that?
我想有两个原因。I
perhaps there are two reasons.
第一个原因就是要在众人面前公开的宣布，这个妇人的病已经好了。
Perhaps the first one is to publicly declare that in front of everyone that this woman's healed.
你们以后不要歧视她。
And don't look down on her anymore.
另外一个更重要的事情呢?
And perhaps the second one just is more important.
就是22节讲到女儿放心你的信救了你。
And that is what's written in verse 22 and says, "Take heart, your faith has healed you."
他要向这个妇人肯定他的信心。
He wanted to affirm this faith with this woman.
告诉他你信的对象是对的。
And tell her that the object of your faith is correct.
耶稣真的是神的儿子，他真的能救你的。
And Jesus is indeed God's son. Indeed, he can save you.
所以我们发现，慈是神对我们的爱，比起我们对神的爱重要的多。So
you see that our faith towards God is far more important than the God's faith towards us.
就是神对我们的爱。The
love that God had towards us is far more important than the love that we have towards God.
神为什么救我们呢?
Why did they, God save us?
不是因为我们爱他,
not because we love him.
But
but because God loves us.
所以我们可以通过信耶稣，所以他可以得救。
So that is why through believing in Jesus that we can be saved.
约翰一书四章十节讲到，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
1 John 4:10 says, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice.
所以你不要因为自己爱神不救，不够。
So don't think that your love for God is insufficient.
那么你就延迟你信耶稣的决定。
Thereby delaying your decision to believe in Jesus.
只是你不认识神，你怎么会爱他呢？
Because if you don't know God, how can you love Him?
如果你不信耶稣的时候，你怎么可能认识神？
If you cannot trust in Him, how can you know God?
约翰一书四章十九节讲到，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
1 John 4:19 says, we love because He first loved us.
当你信耶稣以后，你 经历神的爱以后，你就会爱神。
And once you believe in Jesus and experience His love, then you will love God.
马可福音呢，还告诉我们呢，当耶稣医好这个妇人的时候呢，还在讲话的时候呢，有人就从会堂管会堂的家里面来告诉他们呢，你的女儿死了，何必？ 还劳动先生呢？
And during this discussion, someone came to tell from the house of Jairus, telling him, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?"
那你看见这个管会堂的雅鲁啊，他的信心的历程是怎么样？
So you take a look at this faith journey of this Jairus, the leader of the synagogue.
他踏出第一步去找耶稣是必不得已。
So the first step for him to go look for Jesus is it's something that he didn't want to do, but he did it.
见到耶稣以后呢，他信心很大，他说：“耶稣，你只按手在我女儿身上呢，她一定好了。”
So once he saw Jesus, he had a great faith in telling Jesus, all you got to do is put your hand on my daughter and she will be healed.
但是到了这里的时候呢，大概他的信心呢一定是崩溃了。
So at this point, his faith is probably all collapsed.
听到他女儿死的消息的时候，他会可能埋怨耶稣。
Perhaps when he hears that his daughter is already dead, maybe he would complain against Jesus.
耶稣，为什么你走这么慢呢？
Jesus, how come you walk so slowly?
为什么你花时间在这个患血漏的妇人上面呢？那都是她不好，那么我女儿就赶不来。
Why did you spend time with this woman who's bleeding? It's all your fault. And now that my daughter cannot be healed.
我们都担心一个问题，就是我们信耶稣以后能不能够坚定的下去。
We all have this issue: is whether or not after we trust in Jesus, believe in Jesus, can we continue to be to sustain ourselves?
我们会不会怀疑神呢？
Will we be doubting God?
会不会 失去信心，埋怨神呢？
Will we lose faith and complain against God?
其实我告诉你，我们大部分基督徒都是好像雅鲁一样的。But
I tell you, most of us Christians are like Jairus.
我们遇到困难的时候，我们信心会摇动的。When
we encounter difficulties, our faith will be shaken.
我们会怀疑神，我们会埋怨神。We
would be doubting God. We would complain against Him.
大卫在诗篇里面他说：“我在他面前，就是神面前，吐露我的苦陈。苦陈就是我的投诉的意思。”And
David in the book of Psalms, he says, "I pour out before God my complaint."
陈说我的患难。And
before Him, I tell my trouble.
那虽然雅鲁呢，他信心动摇。
And even though Jairus' faith was shaken.
但是呢，马可福音呢，这记载了耶稣讲了一句话。And
Book of Mark recorded what Jesus said.
他对这个管会堂的人说：“不要怕， 只要信。
He said to the synagogue leader, saying that don't be afraid, just believe.
只要信这个意思就是你继续的相信。
In the it only just believe, it just meaning continue to trust in him.
那这个告诉我们另外一个原则。
And this tells us another principle.
就是神的信实比起我们的信实更重要。
And that is God's faithfulness is far more important than our great faithfulness.
你知道，当你信耶稣的时候呢，就好像你握着神的手一样。
So when we actually believe in Jesus, it's almost like holding God's hands.
但是耶稣也抓住你的手啊。
But Jesus is also holding your hand.
我们怀疑神的时候呢，我们就放弃了，我们把我们的手放开。
When we're doubting God, that we would perhaps like releasing our hand.
但是耶稣不会把他的手放开的。
But Jesus would not release his hand from us.
所以我们的救恩是稳固的。
So our salvation is firm.
正如耶稣呢，他自己在约翰福音里面说。
And just like what Jesus said in the book of John.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
I give him eternal life, and they shall never perish.No one will snatch him out of my hand.
我可以想象，当雅鲁听到耶稣说“不要怕，只要信”的时候
，I can imagine when Jairus hear Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
他心里面还是害怕的。
He is in his within his heart, he still be afraid.
但是他就是凭信心继续的跟着耶稣往前走。
But by faith, he walked along with Jesus and trusted him.
只是很多时候有信心的人不代表他没有惧怕的感觉。
So a lot of times for people who have faith doesn't mean that they won't be afraid.
只是他们继续走下去的而已。
But that yeah, they would just continue to walk down the path.
那么他们就走到雅鲁的家。
So when they entered Jairus' house,
23节讲到，看见有吹手的，也有许多论样，许多人论样。
So they recorded in the verse 23 that says noisy crowd and people playing pipes.
那犹太人的习惯是，当你举行一个丧礼的时候呢，你会请这些人来为这个死人去。去哭的，哭丧的。
So, for the Jewish custom, they would actually hire people during funeral to wail, to so that they can hear the crying noise.
他们也会把这些请吹笛子的人呢也带来。
They also bring along people who were playing pipes.
那所以你看这个故事的时候呢，大概呢这个女人。已经死了好几个小时了，所以他们都已经开始为他安排这个丧礼了。
So you see that perhaps his daughter had died for some time, so they were already started to arrange for the funeral.
所以雅鲁呢，他当时他见到这一幕的时候，我想他的心已经绝望了。
So I can just imagined with Jairus at this point when he sees all that, his faith was becoming desperate.
但是呢，耶稣还没等他雅鲁呢去反应过来呢，他就这样子讲。
But Jesus did not wait for Jairus to respond.
他跟众人说哈，退去吧。这闺女不是死了，是睡着了。
So he said to people there, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep."
那么众人呢？他们呢就嗤笑耶稣了。
So the crowd would laugh at him.
那我想呢，这些众人呢，他不单只笑耶稣，也是笑这个雅鲁。
So. I can imagine these people not only were laughing at Jesus, but also laughing at Jairus.
可能他们会说，雅鲁，如果你去找一个医生，不找耶稣，可能你的女儿就不会死了。
Perhaps they would say, if you had gone to find a doctor instead of Jesus, your daughter may still be alive.
或者他们会说，你找到耶稣这么厉害，最后你的女儿还是死掉了。
Or perhaps they would say, you find Jesus such a powerful person, but at the end, your daughter still die.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候， 人家都会笑我们的。
So when we follow Jesus, other people will laugh at us.
但是最好的反应呢，就是好像雅鲁一样。
So the best response would be like Jairus.
他就默默地跟在耶稣后面。
Quietly following Jesus, right behind Jesus.
那么耶稣就带他，只是跟他的太太，还有三个门徒呢，在马可福音告诉我们。他就进去这个房子，把其他人都赶出来。
So as a record, he went in the Jesus went in the house and get all the rest of the people out.
那么，圣经很简单的讲到，耶稣就拉这个闺女的手，那么这个女儿就从死里面复活。
And Jesus took the girl by the hand and she got up.
如果你是怕你不能。坚持到底去信耶稣的时候
If you're afraid that you would not be able to be persistent and believe in God at the end
我希望你了解信心的开始需要你的第一步走向耶稣
So I want you to recognize that the beginning, the first step of faith is to believe in Jesus
如果你不向耶稣走出第一步的时候你没有办法去认识神的
You cannotfollow Jesus for the first step, you would not be able to get to know him.
雅鲁他最后能够见到耶稣叫他女儿从死里面复活，就是因为他踏出第一步。
And the reason why Jairus was able to actually got his daughter healed is because he took the first step and go look for Jesus.
所以我鼓励大家，如果你还没有信耶稣的时候。你想一想，你有没有一些需要是你自己不能解决的
？So I would encourage you to think about: Do you have any issues that you cannot resolve yourself？
有没有一些疑问，你说我自己解决不了
？You have any questions that you know you cannot resolve yourself？
你可以向神祷告说
，You can actually pray to God。
如果你是真的。求你向我显明。
So if you are true, God, reveal yourself to me.
让帮助我去认识你。
Help me so I can get to know you.
神是真的，所以他一定会回答你的祷告。
God is real and he will respond to your prayer.
但是如果你不踏出第一步的时候，神没有办法去帮助你。
But if you don't take the first step, God cannot help you.
当你踏出第一步的时候，你就会发现其他的事情。
If you once you have taken the first step, then you would discover the rest of it.
人的得救只是不在乎你的信心的大小。
And man's salvation it does not depend on how much faith you have.
只是在乎耶稣是不是好像他所讲的。
But it rather depends on whether or not Jesus is who he says he is.
神救不救你，也不是因为你爱他。
And God, whether or not God saves you is not depend on whether or not you love Him.
是因为他爱我们。
Because He loves us.
你还会发觉呢，就是虽然我们有的时候怀疑神，但是神永远不会放弃我们。
And you also realize that sometimes we doubt God, but God would not forsake us.
他是一个有能力去保守你的人。
He has the is the one with power to protect you.
因为他是胜过死亡的主。
Because he is a God who had overcome death.
所以他就有这个能力拯救到底。
So therefore, he has the power to save you till the end.
所以耶稣说，不要怕，只要信。
So that's why Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, just believe."
因为这个信能够救你。
Because his faith can save you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Jesus, we thank you.
因为你是一个可靠的主。
Because you are a God who is trustworthy.
当我们把我们小小的信心放在你手上的时候，就足够得到主你的拯救。
All we need to do is take our little faith in your hand, then we will receive your salvation.
虽然有的时候我们的动机不好。
Even though sometimes our motivation is not good.
但是主你会经过这个过程改变我们
But God you would change us through this process
如果我们一直的跟随耶稣的时候我们最后会明白这个福音
But if we continue to follow Jesus in the end we will understand this gospel
我们谢谢主的爱
We thank you for your love
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求
Listen to our prayer in Jesus name
Amen
Amen